Danny Mullen, 5-0 win for Derry City. First of all, we'll talk about the team performance. That was comprehensive and emphatic, just what Derry needed.
Yeah, I think we came here with a game plan and we played well and we dominated for minute one. And to get the five goals is always good to for the goal difference. Shorten that down and we'll put ourselves in a good position looking forward to the run-up to the end of the season.
Great start. Personally for yourself, scoring the opener here after 90 seconds, and it's just exactly what Derry needed in a game like this, playing catch-up with the league leaders and trying to close that gap. But what do you remember about the goal?
Yeah, it was I remember the ball going wide and Paul, obviously, I kind of know where to kind of make my movements, wherever he is in the pitch. So I've gambled to the front post and it's just made it over the defender's head and I've glanced it and didn't actually see the ball hit the net, but heard the cheers. So I was happy with that one. It was a good way to start. I think it was maybe my first touch as well, so can't beat that.
You certainly can't, but you know, when you have players of the quality of Paul McMullen whooping on crosses like that and Ben Doherty whooping on crosses from the left, I mean, it must be a joy for a striker to try and get on the end of them, and there is chances there, isn't there?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, there's times where we turn down the crosses and we kind of say to them on the pitch and we're getting good joy for getting the crosses in, so we done that, got goals off it, and the five goals were good goals as well, so it's positive and what we're looking forward.
So as the title charge heats up and they close the gap, Shamrock Rovers, huge game next week at the Brandywell, but this has set it up nicely for that absolutely titanic tussle.
You know, it's been a tough few weeks and months. It's been a busy schedule and we've come out the other side of it. We're going to play them next, so, and we've put ourselves in a good position, so we just need to focus on the next game and hopefully turn up and get the 3 points and really put the pressure on.
Well, what do you see here, Danny? Because you've come in halfway through the season, you see the quality around and the likes of Will Patchen and even Paul, and he's come in late, but you could see this from an outsider's point of view, if you know what I mean. It's you've come in late and you're in the starting position now the last few matches and you're adding the goals. What has this team got about it?
It's got a bit different. It's got character. Even going behind in the European games to come back and just a real togetherness. It's a good group of boys as well, and as you say, the talent's there as well, and it's not just talent there, everybody's working hard, as you seen that last week at Dundalk. It was a real togetherness performance we put together, so we can do both sides of it and we can put the ball in the back of the net now as well, so I'm just glad to be hitting the back of the net and getting making the team better. So.
Well, this is a team that has improved. They've had a bit of form, you know, and you're starting. You've scored a couple of goals in three games, three starts. And, you know, there's more there from Derry City by the looks of it, but it seems that everybody's enjoying their football and there's a lot of quality there and fighting for places, but that's what makes the team better, obviously.
Yeah, as you say, competition makes the team better. It pushes you. When you're in the team, you want to stay in the team. And when you get your chance, you want to try and take your chance. So it's healthy competition. Boys are not falling out of each other if they're not playing. So we're all fighting and pushing for the one goal at the end of the season.